Resistance Audio presents Primitive Mythology, The Masks of God, Volume 1, by Joseph Campbell, performed by Arthur Morey. Foreword. On completion of The Masks of God. Looking back today over the 12 delightful years that I spent on this richly rewarding enterprise, I find that its main result for me has been its confirmation of a thought I have long and faithfully entertained, of the unity of the race of man, not only in its biology, but also in its spiritual history, which is everywhere unfolded in the manner of a single symphony, with its themes announced, developed, amplified, and turned about, distorted, reasserted, and, in a grand fortissimo of all sections sounding together, irresistibly advancing to some kind of mighty climax, out of which the next great movement will emerge. And I can see no reason why anyone should suppose that, in the future, the same motifs already heard will not be sounding still. In new relationships, indeed, but ever the same motifs. They are all given here, in these volumes, with many clues besides, suggesting ways in which they might be put to use by reasonable men to reasonable ends, or by poets to poetic ends, or by madmen to nonsense and disaster. For, as in the words of James Joyce in Finnegan's Wake, utterly impossible as are all these events, they are probably as like those which may have taken place as any others which ever took person at all are ever likely to be. A note on the 1969 edition of Primitive Mythology. Hardly 2 years after the publication, 1959, of this first volume of The Masks of God, a series of sensational revelations from the Olduvai Gorge in Tanzania, East Africa, set back the date by more than a million years for the earliest known appearances of man-like species on this earth, whereas the previous specimens from half a dozen South African sites had been dated circa 600,000 BC, the Tanzania finds were, in 1961, determined by the newly developed Argon-40 method to be approximately 1,750,000 years old. During Campbell's lifetime, the date of the first permanent settlements, and thus the earliest true civilizations, was pushed back considerably. Editors. Moreover, at least two distinctly different types of hominid were found.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?